Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible says he won't withhold, Isaiah 55, he won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
I thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because of all that you brought me through. And everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Amen, amen. Thank God for another day. Amen. We appreciate God and all that he has done for us. We recognize if it had not been for God on my side as I laid down and slept in slumber last night, I wouldn't have woke up this morning, amen. And so I just come to give God thanks. We come to give God praise today, amen, for our service. Amen. We're waiting on God. We're still waiting on God. You know, we got to believe what God said. Amen. Hallelujah. God said he's going to do something. Amen. God's going to do it. And so we just got to believe what God said this morning. You know, one thing I do know, God said he's going to pull the cover. He's pulling the covers back. Amen. And then of a lot of people that who we thought had it together, so he's going to pull the covers off and he's going to reveal them. And all the people that are there, they're going to need somewhere to go. And we got to be ready so when they leave, we'll be able to receive them because God said he's going to pull the covers back. And he's going to reveal a lot of people, you know, with these mega churches because of all the things that's going on behind the scenes, amen. And so he said that people with 100 people of less, they don't have to worry about that, but it's some of those mega people that we thought was on the upright, he's going to pull the covers back. And so we just got to get ready for something good, get ready to happen to you. Amen. Praise God. We thank God this morning. Amen. We want to start out with a scripture. Amen. You give us a scripture this morning. Y'all hang on in there. I can turn it on now because we can't play no music from. Go ahead.
I'm reading from
Psalm 95 and 6.
Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his care.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We are the sheep of his pasture. Amen.
Amen.
So thank God this morning. Amen. You want to open up with a prayer, Sister Paige, before we...
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, we give you thank you this morning, Lord. We just thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for your goodness this morning, and your mercy, Lord, and your grace, Lord Jesus. And if it wasn't for your mercy, what would we be? If it wasn't for your grace, Lord Jesus, where would we be? But your grace is sufficient for us, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all your people, God. Listen for all the hands of Jesus, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep them blessed and keep them, Lord Jesus. Lead and guide them, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the great and mighty God. You got all, you deserve to have everything in your hand, Lord. And we just know, Lord, that we should not worry. We should not be afraid. You, Lord, will make the way for us, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for making ways out of no way.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you, Lord, for all the people of God this morning. Thank you for the service on today, Lord, and man of God, that bring your word forth, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, we lift you up, we give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty and awesome name, amen and amen. Glory to God.
Amen, amen. We try to give people a chance to say something or a testimony just for a little bit, a few minutes, you know. Your testimony that you give this morning might be something that's going to heal somebody today.
Amen.
Anyone has a testimony right quick, amen? whether you're online or on your Facebook, you got a testimony this morning. Amen. Who's got a testimony? Amen. Tiffany Page, amen. Thank God for your testimony, amen. God is good. Mm-hmm. Amen. Tiffany Washington, anyway. Got to take the page off now because the brother says, she got my name now. You got to take your name off the end of it. Amen. So is anyone else? Amen. Amen. Sister Virginia, praise God. God bless you in Atlanta. Brother Pastor Wiley there, amen, in Atlanta. So thank God for you this morning. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, I want to thank God for having me on Colon Council many years ago, and now I am cancer free.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The Page want to thank God for being cancer free.
Amen.
Amen. How many years?
11
years you've been cancer free.
Amen.
So thank God for that. When the devil thought he had a bound, but Jesus set her free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When the devil thought he was going to take her out, but God brought her back in. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, sometimes cancer give you a death sentence. Amen. Hallelujah. But you don't have to have a death sentence with cancer. God will turn around and give you a life sentence. Amen.
Amen.
So thank God for having a life sentence this morning. Amen.
Amen.
If there's anyone else today, amen. Praise God. Before we get into the word, you know, sometimes we just try to give everybody an opportunity. If you got something to say this morning, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. If no one else has anything to say today, come on, Sister Paige. Sister Paige wants to sing a song. Come on, Sister Paige. She wants to sing a song. Amen. Sing a little song together, amen. We're going to try to do our duet, amen. We wait, hey, hallelujah. We're waiting on our choir, amen. We're waiting on our praise singers to come in, amen. And waiting on our musician to show up, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And so we are ready for our musician to come in and our choir director, amen. We're just waiting on it all to take place, amen. And so I'm saying it before it happens, amen.
Amen.
Because they always say we got to declare it first, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, so we can receive it. And so I'm declaring that the praise team is on the way. I'm declaring
amen.
That the musician is on the way, amen.
Amen.
I'm predicting the people is on the way, amen. Because God told me he's going to pull the covers off.
Amen.
It's going to be some covers pulled back on some people who've been in ministry, and they got big congregations. And he said he's going to pull the covers off. So when the covers get pulled off, amen, you know, it's going to be, they're going to be like sheep without shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to scatter.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But if they don't repent, they might repent. You know, if they repent, God won't do it. But if they don't repent, God, so I'm going to pull the covers back and they're going to scatter. And then some of them are going to be coming. They'll be coming your way. So get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Come on, Sister Pay. What are we going to sing to them today? Amen. Amen.
So like now, the world, soon and very soon.
Soon and very soon, she said. Go ahead. Start it off, Sister Pay.
Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. No more sickness there. We are going to see the King.
Oh,
no more sickness there. We are going to see the King.
Well.
No more sickness there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King.
Well.
No more dying there. We are going to see the King.
Well.
No more dying there. We We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. No more pain there. We are going to see the King. No more pain there. We are going to see the King. No more pain there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. No more sorrow there. We are going to see the King. No more sorrow there. We are going to see the King. No more sorrow there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I've been declared after a while we're going to be going to see the King. Amen. Come on, give the Lord another hand, praise. Amen. We get ready to go. We get ready to go. Amen. So, amen. So, thank God. We get ready to go. Amen. You get ready to get out of here. Amen. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to get out of here? Amen. No more crying there. Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen. You know, when you wake up with heart in the morning and get to fight with it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You want to get out of here, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You get tired of fighting with all, so amen. So praise
Hallelujah.
God today. Amen. We got a word coming today. We're going to ask, we ask the minister Ray Thurman, amen. He's going to give us the word for the day. And so let us stand and give him a God of praise. Minister Ray coming to give the word today. Amen. Praise God. Say, God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, Mr.
Minister
Ray. Amen. God bless
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Give God a praise again. Give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank God. First, I give honor to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Give honor to God and head of my life.
Thank you.
Thank God for saving me. Fill me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost and fire. Once again, we bear witness that there's only one God.
Yes.
And he has no rivals. God has no partners. He has no one equal to him and definitely no God greater than him.
Amen.
He's God all by himself.
Yes.
And he's the perfect example of perfection. And so we thank God because he is perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He's
Amen.
Never made a mistake, and he's never lost.
Right.
Give honor to Pastor Page today. And thank God for Pastor Page. And thank God for the – who is that beside you, Pastor Page? The general. We thank God for the general, his wife. We thank God for Faithful today, for the Katisa. Thank God for Sister Valerie today and Brother Brian on the line and all those that's on the line. Thank God for all of you on the line today. We just want to thank God for everything. You know, we got so much, you know. I'm hearing from the Lord where to start at, because we just got so much to talk about, to preach about. It's going to be some preaching. It's going to be some talking, it's going to be some examples, it's going to be some illustrations. We just got it all because there's so much going on in this world today.
Amen.
And sometimes, you know, we get, a lot of us saints get, I can move around, that's right. Oh, okay. Hey, hey. Bless the Lord.
You know, we got so much to talk about today. And so much going on in the world. You know, as we was coming in today, you know, I show Sister Paige a clip of the pedophiles. The people in Chicago have taken the gender and the age off the bathrooms with little kids. Now, if that's not evil, what is? Our little kids have no more protection anymore.
Amen.
I mean, Rome has got way in the left again for little girls, 5, 6, 7, 10, can't go to the bathroom in peace. Amen.
Amen.
And not only that, it also said there, what did it say, Sister Paige, that you don't have to be a pretend no more that you're a pedophile. You can just go on in there. Lord forbid somebody do that to my grandkids. That's another story. But, because that's not the way that God would have it.
Amen.
Because wrong has become right in this world today. Amen.
Amen.
And we know that us that know the ways of the Lord, we have to stand on what's right through it all. Right?
Amen.
No, we got to stand on God's word no matter what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that just hurts your heart to see and to hear all these foul things that has become right now.
Mm-hmm.
Little kids, I say this again, little boys and girls don't have no more protection.
Amen.
To go to the bathroom in peace without a grown man, 50, 40, 60-year-old, coming in there and nothing to be done about it.
That's right.
You know God is coming back soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know God ain't going to be taking this. You see, because he, you know, not one of these little children of his that he going to allow this too long to be happy. You only going to put up with so much.
That's right?
Right?
All right. Amen.
And so God will step in.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what I'm here. I just wanted to mention that today, that y'all be vigilant and don't take nothing for granted. Those on Facebook and all that, don't take nothing for granted when you're at a park or something like that or an event. No matter what kind of event, you could be at your own family's event. You got them old drunk uncles. You got them hidden secrets in the family. And your kids go to these bathrooms and next thing you know, they're telling you something when they get home. Be watchful. Be watchful of our kids today. And not only your kids, but I got to be watchful. I got to be watchful of Bobblehead. I got to be watchful when he get older. You know, if he around, I'm going to be his protector. If he go to the bathroom. I mean, you know, I'm around him when he go to the bathroom. I'm going to watch out for him. Little Sebastian, you better not mess with little Sebastian. That's my buddy. And you better not mess with the whippersnapper. Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's my kids. Well, it's my kids. So, and I just wanted to say that before we get started. That's not what I wanted to preach about, but I did wanted to say that. We're going to start with, open your books, Sister Paige, to Daniel, book of Daniel 11 and 32. Wait, 11, 32. We're going to start right there. You got your scriptures? Follow along. Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32. We're going to start right there. And we're going to go to Revelation 12, 13, Revelation 14 and 9. I should hold it for the day. I should hold us and open our eyes and bring more awareness to what's actually happening today and where this world is at. While she get that scripture, I do want to mention that this week I sent out a text all over, all the group texts on my phone, you know, and I didn't want some of y'all to get upset, but I felt that it's vital information to be shared to everyone about what they're doing with these so-called variants and the plan that they orchestrated for us to follow. It's called tyranny. And that means control, a government control of a people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to control us.
Amen.
And they're using things to control us, our basic necessities.
Mm-hmm.
You see, our basic necessities are what? Food, water, shelter.
Yes.
And they plan with our basic necessities. And I do want to say that we talk, you know, Revelations is about the Antichrist, about the Antichrist. And I do want to say that some of you can turn into an Antichrist and don't know it,
mm-hmm.
by them using our basic necessities to turn us into Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
Antichrist means against God, go against the will and the truth of God,
mm-hmm.
and not walking in the ways of God. Even though you may have known the ways of God, but you choose because of your basic necessities that you need every day to go outside the will of God. We can't do that. This is the only way out of the truth of God, and you still go be in the truth of God, is you got to die out of this. Or you choose to leave out of this on your own and follow the ways of the world. We're going to get into the scripture. You ready?
Okay.
Let's do it.
And such as the wickedness against the covenant till he's corrupt by salaries.
Uh-oh. Stop right there. Say that again. Yeah, just that.
And such as the wickedness against the covenant till he corrupt by salaries.
Such that do wickedness. If we decide to start doing wickedness, why would people start to do wickedness all of a sudden that was used to be righteous?
Mm-hmm.
It's because that do wickedness against the covenant that God made with us, the promises that God made. You, if you know the ways of the Lord, you wouldn't allow this to happen if you're standing on the truth of the Lord, but it's by flattery,
yes.
that the scripture says that they're going to deceive you. Flatteries. You see, when people take the mark of the beast, it's because it goes sound so good. Or I ain't got to use no keys no more to open my door. Or I ain't got to use no credit card to go to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things, also flatteries are excellent at speech, people. They give you all these fancy names like equality.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's and they flatter the abominable. And then they call saints of God to be flattered with, it's okay. And, you know, God love everybody. He do. I agree with that. But he don't love what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
He don't love your deeds. He don't love you sleeping with a man.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to be a Pastor Page, get out of here arm in arm? His wife would go crazy. His daughter would go crazy. And the daughters online would go crazy too.
Amen.
Sister Valerie would go crazy. You, you know. Flattery. You see, they use flattery to deceive the people. And now you're going against the covenant and the promises of God. Those, cut it out, y'all. But it's the truth.
Amen.
What me and Paige look like, he in his 60s, I'm in my 50s, and we going together. How can I convince him? How in the world can he convince me?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You see, we have to think about these things because that spirit of the Antichrist is out there.
Amen.
And it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true.
Right.
And it's converting people. And it's convincing people that God's word is not the truth.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
Read, Sister Paige.
But the people that do know their God.
Uh-oh. The people that knows the ways of our God know that this is not the way. You can't convince me. And a man in the world got nothing I want.
Amen.
God created woman for the man.
And if I wasn't saved, or if I didn't know the ways of the Lord, like the Mormons, like Pastor Page told me yesterday, that man had 8 wives. I don't know how he deal with them, but I would have 8 wives too, because I love women.
Amen.
See, they have. See, if we know the ways of our Lord, then we know this is wrong, and we wouldn't agree with these things that are happening right before our eyes. If you know the ways of the Lord, you know a man with a man and a woman with a woman is not the way of God.
Amen.
Is that not right?
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Amen.
Amen.
Where are you going when you do this? What the scripture in Leviticus 18 and Leviticus 18 and 22 say? If a man lied with a man, as he would lie with a woman, where both of them going to? Don't be scared to say hell. You know where they're going. I'm going to tell you on Facebook, hell. Straight to the lake.
Amen.
Period. If a man, the scripture actually says they will both be put to death. Well, what is death? Because it ain't life. And yet they convince us with what? Flatteries that this is true.
Yes.
Look, Obama was an eloquent speaker. Your black president did a lot of this stuff that we see in today.
Right.
He took away our rights. Do you know that it's going to come a time in this very era that we live in that they going to take loans, seize your loans, your cars. You don't own nothing. And your children, you don't even own them. You see what they did down there in Mexico when Trump was in office? They separated them kids from their parents for how long? 8-9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Just let you know. You don't own nothing. You don't even own yourself. They trying to own us and convince us that owning us is the truth. I can't go along with this. Amen. Go ahead. If you have no reason, faith, if they have known the ways of the Lord, what?
That should be strong and do exploits.
They were exploits. They would do exploits. They would stand in the word of God. They would exploit the word of God in troubled times. When they faced with troubles, you're supposed to exercise the word of God. You're supposed to stand on it. See, those that ain't got no faith, if you bow in now with this little bit of pressure up to say that equality, and just because you got relatives in your family that are lesbian and gays, if you bow in then and now, what would you think you gonna do when they come around and you have to choose between taking the mark and Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
It's coming. We live in this time right now.
Amen.
That you have to go take them. You have to choose between God and the devil. Literally.
Amen.
Literally.
Man.
You gonna have
Amen.
To choose. Huh? You have to make a decision
Amen.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
You better make a decision right today, not wait to that day. Because if you weak today, you gonna be weak then.
That's right.
Straight up. You better make a stand now. You better be sold out for God. Somebody say, Ms. Ray, is you sold out for God? You better know it. How much do you want me to sell? I'd die right now standing in this pulpit if I had to choose between God and the devil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared. Look, it'd be hot out here. It's hot in California where I come from. And air conditioner always don't help you. But where God gonna send you at for taking the mark, ain't no air conditioning. Ain't no fan. Luke 16 and 23, the rich man said, could he just dip his finger in a cup of water to put on his tongue?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And those that don't believe that there's a hell, oh, God ain't going to send nobody to hell. You want to make a bet he had hell rain right here on the earth. Didn't he, Pastor Page, in Sodom and Gomorrah?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they rain fire and brimstone? Didn't he rain fire and brimstone here?
Mm-hmm.
All right then. So don't tell me what God ain't going to do. See, this loving God don't love you so much that you disobey his word that you ain't going to pay no consequence for. Amen?
Amen.
You're going to pay a consequence. Everything got a consequence. Everything got a reward. It's just what reward you go get.
Mm-hmm.
See, in this scripture talks about the Antichrist. Go ahead, Sister Paige.
Revelation.
No, keep reading.
And they that understand.
They that understand.
And Mother Zebra shall instruct many.
But they that understand, just like we're trying to tell you today, try to instruct many to don't bow down, don't take the mark. Be prepared to die for Jesus Christ. You gonna die. But God said, any man that loses his life for my name's sake shall find it.
Mm-hmm.
But any man that chooses to save his life shall lose it. You may be alive with the chip in you, with your $5 million that you just won playing the lottery or something. Oh, that's why the scripture says don't let nothing separate you from the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Not no money, not no swore, not your parents, not your wife, not your children. You can't love these things more than you love God. And many people are trying to love things of the world more than they love Jesus Christ.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We see it, don't we?
Amen.
We witness it, don't we? We got people that get mad at us and cuss us out. You know how much heat I take? Thank you. I appreciate you. You know, because you're only going to keep propelling me to preach even harder. You see? People are not getting baptized. People don't want to be baptized right. If you say you're serving God, why is it so hard for you to do right? You see? There's some things that you must do in order to be saved. And baptizing in the name of Jesus Christ is one of them. Huh?
Amen.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Deal with the Holy Ghost is another one. Is that not right?
Amen.
Now, is that what the scripture said? I didn't say this. Is that what the scripture said?
Amen.
Is that what the scripture said?
Amen.
Except the man be born of what? Water. And what? Of the Spirit. He cannot do what? Enter the kingdom of God. That's plain. We got some big dummies. I'm calling you big dummies today, some ignorant folks that just don't want to just don't want to obey the Lord. But you're going to be hollering and screaming on the day of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to miss some truth on the day of the Lord. What do I always say? There's going to be a lot of truth told on the day of the Lord and still make it to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say it again. For those that on Facebook that didn't hear me good, those that's on this live, I'm going to say it nice and slow for you. There's going to be a lot of truth told on the day of the Lord and still make it to hell.
Mm.
What do you mean, Minister Ray? Because it ain't going to be till you standing in front of the truth when you're going to admit the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Amen?
Amen.
It's just like our fathers when he whooped our butts. We've been lying, lying. Huh, Gina, you've been lying? You've been lying. I done heard them stories. I done heard Pastor Page pull out that belt. On all y'all. Huh? Just lying. Telling a lie for nothing. Pastor Page said, told the police, you might as well come back over here. I done told my kid the same thing. And then what that whooping turned into? Not because what you did, because of what? The lie you've been telling. Well, that's the way your Heavenly Father gonna get you. It's because the lie that you've been living that's going to cause you to go to the lake. Amen.
Amen.
You got to serve God in truth. Well, how do you know I'm lying, Minister Ray? Well, you women preachers, or anyone on the Facebook, you women preachers. You see, I say that because when you're a woman preacher and you support them, you're an antichrist. We're going to get into that. That makes you an antichrist because why? You don't believe the truth.
Mm.
If any part of the truth you don't believe, you are anti-God. That's why God said, I send you strong delusion that you may keep believing a lie. Oh, that's 2 Thessalonians 10, no, 11. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 11. If you need some clarity, if you need to understand what God is saying. See, God says you must serve me in what? Truth and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit and truth. Truth means what God is because he is what? The truth. That's where we get. Somebody said, where did truth come from? God. Well, what makes God the truth? Because he is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
He's the truth. His whole makeup is the truth.
Amen.
Right.
His whole existence is truth. His whole word is truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you can't discount no word. Read on, Sister Paige. I got to get through this.
They shall fall by the sword.
They shall fall by the sword.
And by flame.
And by flame.
By captivity.
By captivity.
By spoil.
By spoil. Teaching spoil, spoil. With the lies that they preaching to you. Telling you, you know what? I just came up here. It's my church. We fool. I just came up here and say, you know, last night the Lord told me, yes, Lord, that Sister Valerie will make a great apostle. And y'all stand up and clap and say amen. That's spoil. And Sister Valerie knows she's been reading these scriptures and know that's a lie, but ain't going to say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
See, you've been spoiled. It's just like these men tell, I'm sure Sister Katisa and mm-hmm. Dozo and Sister Gina here, I call her Jean, no, these men been lying. Huh?
Amen.
Yeah. Although Pastor Paige and Sister Paige married, but when he met us, he had to tell us some lies.
Amen.
Straight up. The only reason he did that because he wasn't saved. Not because he was lying while he was saved. But I just told me lies. I just told many dreams. I mean, hey, who am I? So we all have done this though. See, that's spoiled though. What I'm trying to relay, that's spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Read on, Sister Paige.
Okay. Now when they shall fall, they shall be hoping with a little help.
Hoping.
But many shall cleave to them with flattery.
See, that's what the world doing. Cleaving to people with the flattery because they dangling your necessities in front of you to make you choose to be or become an antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? People go come an antichrist on mistakes or because of necessities, because they didn't know, because they're weak in the faith. That's why Ephesians 6:10 said, finally, brother, be strong in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because flattery can't get me. You can't give me $10 million today to turn against God. You know, and Sister Valerie said, you's a fool. You know, she going to tell, baby, you going to turn down that $10 million? Yep.
Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because money enhances flattery. You see, you got money. Drug dealers got money. And now they got power. Now they can flatter anybody. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those basketball players, football players, they got influence. Because you
mm-hmm.
see the money that's behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So they tell you anything. They tell these women anything. But, you know, as soon as that money gone, these women tell you something, too. Huh?
Amen.
They give you a bunch of flattery right back.
Okay?
You better know it. The money gone, he gone. Yes, unless, Lord, they give you flattery right back. You know, you ain't going to be broke around here, you know. They go find any excuse to leave you. You know what? You didn't put the picture in the refrigerator. I'm leaving. I'm tired of you leaving your socks in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of you taking out your dolls and don't put them in the hamper. But I've been doing this for 10 years. Yeah.
Now you broke.
Now you broke. You know, when I was a comedian, y'all, I told a joke. I say, you know, you could pull up at the gas station when you got a job and tell your woman or your wife, here go $20, go pay for the gas and pump the gas. They don't mind doing it. They get out, go pump the gas in the rain, you sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Try that when you ain't got a job. Huh? You try to pull up at the gas station, here go $20, B. Go pump the gas. At least I'm a B with a job. You can't get it to hand you the remote.
But when you got power, stop laughing, hey.
Yes, it is.
It's the truth, ain't it? It's flattery. You see, flattery and whatnot. And so we come to God for these same flatteries. And then what the scripture said, that they go hold on to the ones that's flattering them with the elegant speaking. They go convince you to take this mark. This is a good thing. Or if you, and then it says in that piece, you know, I need to probably send it to a lot of y'all that want it. You know, Pastor Page got it calling for it. It says in there, you know, that those that resist the movement of this variant stuff, either you go be in prison, or you going to be removed. And you know what removed mean, right?
Amen.
Killed.
Mm-hmm.
For resisting. You know, they making you think that with the flattery that vaccination is the only solution. How in the world people vaccinated still die?
Amen.
Huh?
Right.
How in the world that I got this flu shot or whatever it was and you died?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Because people believe what they want to believe. They want their freedoms. They want to go to the club. They want to do the boogaloo. They want to do the electric slide. They want to hug and kiss people. They want to see men. I ain't seen a man in so long.
Minister Wright.
I haven't seen a woman in so long. You see? I mean, my woman left me in the COVID. I need to find me another one. See? We go make every excuse to go against God,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And to do what we want to do. Like they go, you go make every excuse to take the mark.
Mm-hmm.
I got to feed my babies.
Mm-hmm.
I got to feed little Sebastian. Mm-hmm. God don't want me to be hungry. God don't want Sebastian to be hungry. He don't starve to death. Well, look. If you believe God, then you go stand on the word, huh?
Amen.
Read down a little bit more, Sister Paige.
And some of them of understanding shall fall.
Okay.
To try them and to
what you say to try them?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They try and you go ahead.
And to purge and to make them white. Even
line muted.
Because it is yet for a time appointed.
Keep going.
And the king shall do according to his will.
According to his will. The Antichrist will do according to his will, his desire. Whatever he wants for the people, he going to do it. And they got to come up with ways to involve everybody to go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do, what I tell you earlier, attack your basic necessities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paige always say he ain't never been hungry. Well, you know, especially when Sister Paige don't cook no breakfast or nothing. He did home, but he'd go in there and cook it, so I know what he means. You see? But what he's saying is, his family and him has never been hungry, right? Because he provided for them. He worked for them. They worked together as a family. They get on my nerves, but I love them. And see, I'm the only one who can get away with this. And so what it is that because they go use our basic necessities. So Paige ain't never been hungry, never know what it feel like to be hungry, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but he resisted the mark. He resisted from taking the mark. Now he got to worry about feeding the wife, the grandkids, in the house. What you going to do? See, telling them that God going to feed us, they can't see that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're in the faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you believe what God said, what the scripture when it said he said Elijah, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
But if God said it, ain't it for us to believe it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if God said it, if we all agree at what God said, don't God move when we on one accord to believe? So you won't be on one accord with all y'all stomach growling. Huh? Everybody going to be hungry. Everybody going to be walking around looking at each other doing this. When, Daddy? When God going to come? When God going to come feed us? Then we go pray together.
Everybody on one accord.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody like-minded, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you got to pray for real.
Mm-hmm.
When you ain't faced with this stuff right now. I mean, you know, it's in your face right now. We still got to believe God regardless if we ain't got nothing. Somebody say, well, what you gonna do? You like to eat. Well, I'm going to be sucking spit because I'm not taking no mark. Huh? I'm not taking no mark, and you ain't going neither. Yeah, you love to eat. Love to eat. Y'all know it too, right?
It's up here.
Paige, you know, he got two faces on me he stopped hanging out with because he said I was making him gain weight. I love to eat. Gina like to eat. Sure, we like to eat. So when we faced with not being able to eat, what we going to do, people? All serious notes. We got to eat what? The word. That's why he said, let me write. God said he want to write his word on the table of our heart. And why he say that? So we have to go back and eat off of that. Now, I don't know how long it is before you be able to count our ribs. But I'm still going to hang with God. Right? I'm not taking no mark.
Amen.
I'm not taking no chip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to the lake because I was hungry. Right?
Amen.
And this is the faith that we got to have, right?
Amen.
Facebook, this is the faith that you got to have. I mean, it sounds funny to you because, you know, usually I'm a hammer up here. I swing that hammer, and don't care who feelings get hurt, and I don't today.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to make it logical for you to understand. This is the way God led me today, and this is the way I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, free, Sister Paige, I want to get to this last little part, then we're going to switch gears.
Exalt himself.
That means, go ahead.
And magnify yourself.
Magnify yourself above, about over every God. That includes the God of heaven. This is the Antichrist we're talking about. That's going to come exalt himself over God. He'll be able to pull fire out of the sky in the sight of men. If I had time right now, I'd go through all that. Because, you know, I could preach for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. Look at Sister Paige over there. Sister Paige went to sleep the other day. Right on the line. I preached her to sleep. She was the last one on the line. Ain't that? I don't tend to do that at the time. It just happened. I don't know how Paige became so short-winded when he was one of the long-winded preachers. For real, I don't know how he do this. How he stick to the hour and 15 minutes he does. I don't know how he did it. Do this. I can't do it, but I'm going to try today.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to keep you long. But they exalt themselves. He coming to exalt himself, as the book says in the book of Thessalonians, that he coming to exalt himself over everything that is called God, the true God, the living God,
mm-hmm.
the wise God. And he will even take up refuge in the temple of God, claiming that he God. That's when the end going to come. But till then, because he going to be able to breathe into a statue, and come alive, because he going to be able to pull fire down out of the sky. People will wonder after the beast, because you weaken the Lord, and people are looking for something. Instead of looking for the true God, they're looking for any signs. That's what God say in the scripture. You can discern the times of the season, but you can't discern me. Basically, what he's saying, you can't discern me. You can't discern who I am, but you will believe this man.
Mm-hmm.
See, because of what? Flattery, demonstration. Seeing is believing. People walking by sight and not by faith. Faith is what you can't see.
Amen.
We don't see God, but yet every one of us here believe in God, right?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We believe God, right? We don't mm-hmm. see him because without faith, it's impossible to please God.
That's right?
Mm-hmm. So we got to believe that there's a God.
Mm-hmm.
And because the God of this world is in our visible, is in our sight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he go do things to what? What is the purpose of the devil? It's to get us to stop believing in Jesus Christ. He know God. See, this is why I say I don't understand about you Trinitarians. I don't understand this about you Trinitarians. You two and three believe in God. Now, I'm going to swing a hammer today, right now. Because the devil, Paige brought this to my attention the other day. You see, he called my preaching out on a good way. Good way. He said, I'm going to tell you something that you always say. What? What's that? The devil believe and tremble and know that there's one God. But yet he convinces many with flattery and riches that there's more than one God. Right? I mean, he got these mega churches believing that there's Jesus Christ is the second person in the Godhead. As a lack of knowledge, you go perish. For lack of understanding, you go perish. God ain't going to find no faith in you. He don't got no pleasure in you. You can pray all you want to. You can dance out your clothes like David. And some of these sisters in the church doing just that in front of the pastor. Dancing out their clothes. You see? You can do all this. Be quiet, Paige. I'm serious. And because of flattery. Because of elegant speaking, because of apostasy.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that word right, Paige?
Close enough.
Close enough. Reese, Sister Pam, I want to get to this last part.
He says, the marvelous thing against the God of God.
They say marvelous things. That means they say great swelling words against the God of heaven. They call him MSSOPs. That this and that and ain't no God and all these things they say.
Amen.
And they convincing people that this is true. I'm so sick of this dude. I swear I gotta stand in the pulpit and I gotta tell the truth. That if I was close to this Kevin Wesley on YouTube, we'd fight. Straight up, because he's sitting up here just telling people what I got to do to prove you that this God is phony.
Hmm.
And he used to preach the word.
Mm-hmm.
If I got off this pulpit today and next week, first of all, he go tell the general. The general go tell the whole family. You know that Minister Ray? He don't believe in God no more. He said it ain't no God. I can see Gene right now. I told him. I told you. She ain't going to speak to me never again. She can be standing right next to me. Ain't going to speak to me. You know what? And I deserve that because she still believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
They still believe in God. If Paige don't call me another time next year, I know why. And if he starts not believing in God, he know I'm going to go over there blasting to the point that his hair grow back. And then I'm through with it. Huh? Oh, Lord help us. Lord help us. You know, that woman back here make me lose all my hair. That rib that the Lord took from me, I want it back. Amen. But you understand what I'm saying, though.
Amen.
I'm just trying to lighten the blow. But I ain't lighting the blow on you on Facebook. You believe in a Trinity, you're going to the lake. You believe that Jesus Christ is the second person in the Godhead. See, you is an antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be an antichrist, people of God, and you don't know. And you don't understand how you are antichrist. Because if you out of the truth of God, which is the only thing that's true, and when the end of the world, when the smoke settles, the only thing that's going to be standing is what? God's word.
Mm-hmm.
That can't lie. So if you believe in women preachers, you are anti-truth at this point. But if God catch you believing that, you was an antichrist and you go into the lake.
Mm-hmm.
No, simply you got a chance and opportunity to turn a incorrect correct.
Amen.
So me and Paige, we had this discussion. So I see his way. I see that way. Because you know, to me, if you ain't believe in the truth, you against God. Really, you are, but you got an opportunity to get it right.
Amen.
Every day he wake up, he wants you to get it right. That's why he woke all of us up. That's why he woke all of you up, all on this line. He wants you, God's will is what? That no man perish, but all do what? Come into repentance. You see? He's giving you opportunity. If I had more time, another hour, I'd go into the revelations to let y'all know that God will because in the book of Revelation it also said that even while God, men is being scorched with fire,
mm-hmm.
and all these things, these plagues are coming, the scripture says many a times that they will not, and they have not repented and give God glory. So that just lets you know that even in that time when these have been scorched by fire,
mm-hmm.
God is still giving you an opportunity to repent. And if it says repent at that time, the stage that you're in, that means he goes save you.
Mm-hmm.
Because repent says what? You're going forward, turn around. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You turn around from something. And so he says they have not repented to give God glory. God don't want nobody to perish. But yet, you ain't supposed to go against his word.
Amen.
You're supposed to stand with it. You're supposed to believe it. What the scripture says in 1 Thessalonians 4:8, he come to fact, taking vengeance on who? Those that didn't believe, and also those that didn't obey. So you got a chance, you know, you sissies, any sissies on Facebook, you're going to hell. If you don't come out of that abominable stage, you're going to a lake. And anybody that's sitting in your congregation going with you too, because you against the word of God. You loving that very thing that God hates.
Amen.
There's no way you can make it there. Amen?
Amen.
And so go ahead. I just want this last part that you got right there.
And shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished.
Indignation, what is that? The anger and the, what's that word, assurance? Not assurance. It's a long word like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, his agenda mm-hmm. is accomplished, and that is to break the will of the saints. Go ahead.
For that is determined shall be done.
And that is determined. His determination, his desire to be God. Satan. What did he say in Isaiah 14? He said he will set up shop in a holy mount of the congregation. I will exalt myself over the highest, over the stars of heaven. I will exalt my throne over God. You see how zealous he is? I'm going to do all this. Go ahead.
Neither shall he regard the God of his father, nor the desire of woman.
Uh-oh. That's sissy. he don't even have a desire of women.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that's anti-God. God made woman for the man again.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even go into what I was going to say. No, Lord, I'll quit on that. But I just want to say how you could turn into an antichrist. Let's go to Revelations 12 and 14 real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean 13 and 12, and we're going to read 12 and 13.
Okay.
Not the whole thing of 13, just read 12. And then we'll skip down to 13, 16, and 17.
And he said, exercise all the power of the first beast before him, and cause the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed.
You see that? Worship the image of the beast. That's what, if you read the book of Daniel, that's what King Darius wanted Daniel to do. King Ebenezer and King Darius wanted Daniel to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worship, no, pray to no other god, but worship the image that they have set up. See the image. And then you see the consequences of Daniel and them in the Hebrew voice, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They didn't do it. And so what was their punishment? Just they got thrown in the fiery furnace. They got thrown in the lion's den. But see, this is where I talk about faith. If you ain't got faith like they did, and then your faith go make you, well, I always say that faith go make you look like a fool. It had me look like a fool when I was homeless. You know, women calling me left and right, come live with me. No. I can't afford this because I'll be going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be coming out that shower. Pretty soon you'll be coming out that shower naked, trying to entice me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I'm going to be going backwards. All because of what? All because I got to have a war with? About because I couldn't suffer a little embarrassment when Jesus Christ was on the cross naked with all his glory showing? You ain't going to have all my glory showing in your house. Amen.
Hey, thanks. I'm a witness of it too, y'all. Minister Ray, you could have been in plenty places, plenty of keys, plenty of cars, plenty of women. I'm like, boy, the Lord must be with you. You're going to stand out here instead of going there.
His wife raised in the faith because he don't have to be homeless.
Mm-hmm.
I got a golden mouthpiece. Lord, use it the right way. You know, and he did. So I suffered the humiliation.
Amen.
You see, I suffered the embarrassment like Jesus Christ. I walked with him when all these flatteries and nakedness was in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Potential nakedness.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's got to be strong in the faith. Man, you know, I was homeless in COVID, y'all. I kept saying, where am I using that for? I can't go in no buildings. I can't go lay my hand. Some days I had to stand up and stay woke the whole weekend because I wouldn't sleep on the street. And I'm fresh like I am. I don't wear that, though. But, you know, I just refused to lose my dignity. I refused to because I knew God was going to bring me out somehow or another. Paige is right there with me. Thank God for Paige.
Amen.
I thank God for it. He got on my, you know, sometimes he got on my nerves. Well, what did Abraham do? Stop telling me about Abraham. I want to hear nothing about Abraham waiting 15 years. I ain't got 15 years. Sure. Amen. But I had a friend, and God sent Messiah. God sent my cousins. They saw about me. But God ultimately was the one.
Amen.
Because why? I have faith. And then, let's go to 13. What's my time, Paige? What I got, what time is it, 12? Oh, I got 22 more minutes. I plan to clean it at 12:30. Let's go to Revelations 13, 16, and 17.
And he calls it all.
Go ahead. He causes all,
both small and great,
rich and poor,
free and bond.
That covers everybody. That covers little Sebastian and whippersnapper. That covered all of them, my kids, small or great. That covered every adult, rich or poor. That covers the rich and the poor. That covers the free and the bond. The bond is those that's in prison. That covers all. To take this mark, domination of the world, to get you to turn against Jesus Christ, to get you not to believe. And then he tricked you to take this mark and still tell you that you with God. How foolish are you? Because look what he says. Go ahead.
To receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead.
In their foreheads.
And that no man might buy or sell.
But you might not buy, you know, you ain't go buy or sell nothing. You know when they came out with that masses and then they opened it back up and then inflated the numbers and then told you masks are mandatory. Man, you seeing masks mandatory at Taco Bell. Wingstop. I couldn't go in the Wingstop without the mask on my face. You couldn't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
See, all the thing they doing right there is conditioning you for what's coming down the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
See, we did this with the mask. You know, we can take the chip, too. See, they're going to take off the mask and put the mark in your hand that you may buy or sell with the mark. What I'm going to get you what God say, then we go quit. What God say if you do it. Go ahead, read that. Finish that out, Sister Paige.
And say to you that have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast. But it is the number of man, and his number is 666.
That's him.
the image of the beast, the mark of his name. You see, that's what they wanted Daniel to do. That's what they wanted Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego to do. But they didn't do it because, and then the king got nerved to boast. Ain't nobody going to be able to deliver you out my hand. But what did they say? If he don't do it, I know he was yet able.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the kind of faith we got to have. That's the kind of faith you better possess today, is to be willing to be sold out, die for Christ. Somebody say, you would die just to keep from taking the shot? Greater is he in me than he that is in the world. I ain't taking no shots. What shot? I don't take shot glasses. I don't go to the doctor unless I just got to. And when they want to give me a shot, I tell them, nope, I don't trust y'all. You ain't going to slick nothing on me. You might, them higher-ups might know that I'm visiting the doctor today because they listen to you on your phone, and they go slip in a shot on me. No. But I went to the doctor when I had the hiccups. I didn't take no shot. And they didn't even discuss COVID with me. What made me mad in there, that I in there registering, and somebody would ask me, what gender are you? I stood up. What you mean, what gender am I? Do I look anything else beside a man? Mr. Thurman? Yes, Mr. Thurman. Man, do I look like anything? I could be anything else but a man? Well, I just got to ask, no. Are you a woman? I didn't think nothing else that you wasn't. I could, if I'm looking at all these three women in here, I can't figure out who a man, because they ain't men. You see, even though when Sister Paige wears short hair, I still know she a woman. Don't ask me no crazy questions like this. See, this is what they want us to, you know, we have to go along with this type of stuff. I'm opposing everything. I ain't going along with nothing. I'm defiant. But it's good to be defiant in the Word of God. It's good to be stubborn in the Word of God and stand on your truth, stand on God's truth, that you don't succumb and become an antichrist when you didn't intend to be. Because there's a lot of so-called saints that's going to become antichrist. And the moment you take that mark, you have became just that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to show you, and we go quick. 14:9. Revelation 14:9. And we're going to be done with this. What God says, if any man do this, that goes for the women too.
And the third angel followed them, singing with a loud voice. If any man
wishes... If any man, I'm going to stress this point, any man, and that means you too, woman,
mm-hmm.
any man, go ahead.
Worship the beast.
In his image, and receive a mark in his forehead, in his hand. Sober for you. If we had more time, I'll show you everything about the fire and brimstone, this scorching of the men that carried the mark, that took the mark. And then I'll show you the reward of those that did accept the mark. So, and those that didn't accept the mark, you will be subject to beheadings. You will die in his name. You will be set yourself up to be a shot.
Mm-hmm.
You will lose your kids and grandkids in front of you. You will do all this. My son got a little upset with me. Dad, you just would let RJ just go like that? I said, I love RJ, and I picked him up and kissed him. But Grandpa is not dying for you, RJ. RJ stands for Romeo Jr. The Grandpa is not dying for you to save your life. I'm not gonna give up my. My death sentence when I was in sin has been commuted to a life sentence. And so why would I give up my life sentence just to obtain again a death sentence?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good word you preached to, Paige. And don't you rub your head or nothing like that. That was a good word. That was a good topic about death sentence. Because a lot of you go accept the death sentence when you really got a life sentence right now. The moment that you take that mark, you just accepted a death sentence. And see what happens when you're on death row. You just put yourself on death row. You're alive. But it's going to come a time when you finna die.
Mm-hmm.
And you go die not in the Lord.
That's a death sentence. No, I love my kids too, but I'm not going to die for them. Now, there's a way that you can die for your kids, but if it came to have to choose between God, Jesus Christ, and the life of my kids, I got to denounce Christ to stay alive. Son, I tried to tell you. I tried to tell you about Jesus Christ. You didn't want to hear. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on with the Lord. Would you save your wife? Wife? I told you that this wasn't going to happen. So that's why I be telling my sweetheart back there, you know I ain't going to preach nothing you tell me to preach. And I'm going to preach the word of God. And if you can't deal with this, this is why I'm still single. This is why I ain't never got no wife. 5 years. I cannot believe I've been by myself 5 years. I can't believe it. But because I'm sold out for Christ and willing to die, I have suffered a lot of things for that name. And that's what we all have to do. And you've got to become a fool for Christ and not an antichrist. And not to become an antichrist, you're going to have to become a fool for Christ. You're going to have to get a life sentence. That means a death sentence on this earth. Well, kill me because you only can kill me once. God said, don't fear the one that sit on the throne. I mean, fear the one that sits on the throne, not what man can do unto him. I'm not afraid of no man in the street when I was not saved. I still ain't, even though I am saved, but I'm more tamed. I'm getting better now because Pastor Page got mad at me a couple months ago. It didn't feel good, dude. I'm mad at him, too. Shit. So it was. I was upset. I let him know it. He let me know it, too. We argued, did we, Paige? I think the only thing we did do was point our fingers at each other. But I love him. I don't hold no grudge. He's telling me right, though. That was right. You got to swallow the things in Christ. You got to swallow a lot of things in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know anybody going to break Gina's window out, and she ain't going to go break theirs out. not even Katisa. She's over there quiet and everything. Well, you do something to her, you'll rile up, the glasses get steamed up, and you get trouble. I know that kind. And even them glasses over there, she sit up there and gangster walk me outside, had me scared. Gangster walk me. What's she about to do? Yes, indeed. But we got to be strong in the faith. That's all. That's all. No, we got to be strong in the faith. We got to be. Because all these things we face with, right? And the world is not as we know it before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saturdays don't feel like Saturdays no more, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we could for a moment just not to remember what day of the week it is, but all we got to do is just take a stop for 1 second and say, oh, it feels like Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Wednesday. Mondays feel like Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Now we don't know what day of the week it is.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what season it is. We can't trust nobody. This is why we got to lean on our families. And then, even then, Jesus said that your kindreds go turn you in, go turn against you. But even through all that, we still got to go through what we got to go through, and you still can't depart from the Lord, because to depart from the Lord, you have separated yourself from the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Amen.
I'm done with this on today. I thank y'all. Thank God for the word that he installed
mm-hmm.
in me today. I wasn't so bad, God, today, you know. But because Sister Paige be over there holding her breath, I know she did. But she know I swing a hammer. I swing a hammer, but I thank God for all y'all listening, understanding the word of God, and let us all do better. Let us sharpen each other. Sometimes constructive criticism hurts. But we got to take it, because God's word is full of constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen?
I'm done. Lord bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Y'all just thank God for that word that
Amen.
Came forth there. Amen.
Amen.
That is Minister Ray here in Arlington, Texas. And we thank God for that word that he brought.
Amen.
And so you on Facebook, y'all be blessed. Thank y'all for watching in. If you'd like to send a donation, we can always use a donation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. carechurchinc@gmail.com. You can send it to PayPal or what's the other? Cash App or PayPal. So we appreciate any donation that you send, and we'll thank you for it. God said if you give, it'll be given you. And so if you can believe that word and have faith in that word, I appreciate it. God bless y'all on Facebook. Amen. We'll see y'all the next time, same station. God willing. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And for all of you, amen, on the line now, amen, we give you opportunity. Amen. We give a testimony, a praise report. If you have one today, we're going to give you opportunity online today. Go ahead. Who's going to be first today?
I got something to say, Paige. I just wanted to let y'all know. What is this variant called, y'all? Omarion? Omarion?
Who's
and
that?
I'm
trying to see what you were saying now.
Oh, no. What I was saying was the variant that's called Omarion, this new variant, right? In the Hebrew, that means end of the apocalypse. That's what that means, in the Hebrew.
Oh, okay.
These devils is coming, y'all. That's what that means. This new variant, Omarion, means end of the apocalypse. That's what that means in the Hebrew.
All right. Praise God. End of the apocalypse. End of the falling away. Apocalypse means to be turned away from.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that's going to be the end of it. And that is what's coming now. Amen. Amen. That we're falling away. We're turned away from. And this is what's going on right now. And, you know, like I was saying, there have been several prophecies going forth right now that the covers is being pulled off, like a lot of the mega churches. All these people got these big followers. You see, a lot of things been going on in the dark that God's getting ready to expose if they don't repent. Now, he said if they don't repent, you know, God gives everybody a chance. And so, and a lot of people that you've been following, you've been giving into and said that they right, you'll find out, yeah, they might have been talking right, but they weren't living right. And prophecy came forth from a lady. She said all these people with these planes and million-dollar homes and family, they got a family stuff. They said they're going to be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't call no names, but, you know, we've already looked and see who got the I was looking at it the other night, just the people who, you know, got the mansions, got all these mansions. You know, the singers got this kind of mansion. Gospel singer, you know, got this mansion, and Creflo got this mansion, and Osteen got this mansion, and Haddon got this mansion, and, Well, you know, Copeland got a whole ranch out there. Amen. Two or three planes, jet planes out there, you know. He's a billionaire now. But he said he got oil on his land, so he didn't just come for preaching. He got oil on his land.
Amen.
Amen. Said, everybody said that. He said, I got oil on my land. I get a chair every month. So he don't just come from preaching. So I ain't saying that, but these people said these people are going to be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever they are, it don't mean because somebody rich that they doing something wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we ain't going to say that. But when God pulled the covers out, then you're going to know. It's like you said, he's going to do the devil. When he pulled the cover off the devil, everybody's going to know, right? Amen. So anybody, any other testimony, prayer report, praise report, I mean, amen. Anybody got anything to say before we get off of here today? Amen. Amen. We want to thank God today. Amen. Anybody want to be saved today? Amen. Anybody want to be saved? You know, if you ain't baptized in Jesus' name and you don't have the Holy Ghost, we're going to stress that because it's the Word of God. St. John 3:5 said, except a man be born of water and spirit. Except, I mean, no other way. And so I would hate for you to get to the door and then you're trying to knock on the door and he said, well, did you do that? So let's get the foundation right. That's the easy part right there. You know, the baptism and repentance and getting the Holy Ghost, that's the easy part. All the rest of the stuff comes later. We clean up after we start. You know what I mean? You clean up. We're cleaning up as we go. And even though we're cleaning up as we go, I don't even know if we're going to be a finished product by the time the Lord comes back.
Mm-hmm.
But day by day, we're cleaning up as we go.
Amen.
So I can't say that Paul can say he hasn't attained, and I can't say I got it all together yet, because I'll be lying. And I would rather tell the truth than to lie about myself. Try to say I've made it when I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm striving. I'm trying to get there. Amen? So who anybody on the line want to be saved today? Amen. If nobody want to be saved, then thank God for the day. Amen. We're going to try to have some communion next week. Just pray, get this stuff together. Amen. And we're going to take communion. It's not something that we took communion when he broke the word. That's the communion anyway, you know. That's the only thing going to keep you in remembrance of God is the word of God. Amen. So next week we're going to take communion. So everybody can come on out. Amen. Any other announcement? Were we supposed to announce anything else? Don't forget about Monday. Wednesday tonight we'll be online, 786-7473. Amen. Don't forget about Monday through Friday. We on the Holy Ghost prayer line at 319-2020 at 10 o'clock. Amen. Monday through Friday. Women's Day this Wednesday. We'd like for all of y'all here to join the Women's Day, you know. They just tell them where God brought them from. And we have some good testimony for the men Friday. It's at 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Praise God. If you can't make it, you know, hey, man, you know, you got a little time, you know, got an extra phone, you can just dial in, and tune out. You don't have to stay on the whole time. Amen. So that's at 10 o'clock on what that won't be the first Wednesday. Would it be the first Wednesday? But it'd be this Wednesday, the Women's Day on the Holy Ghost Prayer Line. Don't forget Minister Ray be on every day, Monday through Friday, 120-110-69 at 8:30. And so we got always out trying to give a word, and we're just waiting on the Lord. Now, we want God to do his thing. And, you know, I was getting discouraged, but God said, no, you stay. God said, stay right there where you are. Don't move. I said, well, it don't look like. He said, don't move. Stay right there. And then when I heard the thing, he said, I'm gonna start pulling the covers off of a lot of places where people have flocked to, and they're going to need somewhere to go. So you just stay right there until I do it.
Amen.
I said, wow, look at God.
Amen.
Anything else? Let's stand and then we're going to be dismissed. Amen. Hallelujah. Uh-oh. God bless. Amen. Now, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Anyone need prayer? Need prayer for anything? Amen. We don't want to leave out anything that we can think of. Hey, if not, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just
I got something in the minister page. My bad, man. You can pray for me here about my job because today is the last day we have to turn in our surveys about who has the mark and who don't have the mark. So basically,
line unmuted.
They already got threatened by December 15th. If y'all don't have y'all shot, y'all mark, you fired. So now the employees, today is the last day for us to tell them if we have it or don't have it or don't want to say nothing about it. So I've been here 20 years, man. I've been, you know, this is where I've been at, man, for 20 years. I ain't been doing this. This is where I've been at. So I'm kind of, you know, just like, man, hopefully it don't come down to where we have to get it. But if it is, I'm just gone. I'm just home. That's all. But, you know, pray for me.
Oh, man. Praise God.
Everybody bowing down here. My brothers in Christ. Oh, man, it's the mark of the beast. Yeah. Yeah. We reading scriptures and, you know, info, exchanging. And I'm looking at everybody. They all taking the mark on me. I'm by myself now, man. It's probably about two more of the Christians at my job who went took the mark. The rest of them, they have taken because of their home, their house, and their car, and their boat, and their bank account. I just wanted to put that out there and say that. Thank you, Paige.
Amen. Well, Father God, bless my brother. Give him the strength, Lord. Lead and guide him. Give him counsel, Lord, of what you would do, what you would have him to do, Lord. Lord, give him the faith to stand. And I give you praise, Lord, for giving him the courage and the faith to stand on what it is that he believes. And, Lord, I thank you for blessing my brother and uplifting him. Turn things around, Lord, that it might work together for his good, oh, Lord. Lord, we know that you can open one door, but you close another one, Lord. You close one door, Lord, but you open up another one. Lord, you close one opportunity, but you open up another opportunity. So I just want to thank you for strengthening my brother, Lord. And I give you praise for my brother today, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for the word of God, minister that ministered the word today, Lord. We thank you for that word. We thank you for the people who've shown up. And I thank you for this place being full, Lord. I said this congregation is full, Lord. This place is full, Lord. This place is blessed because I'm blessed. So, Lord, you have blessed us. And we give you praise for blessing all the people in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Y'all bless Minister Ray. If you have something, y'all bless him for the word, amen. Amen. Give him something. Give him something. Put something in his hand. So praise God. See y'all later. God bless.
You are the last party in the conference.